Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, Director of the World Ocean Observatory. As we begin the new year, and after we have completed more than 150 broadcasts of World Ocean Radio, my thoughts have turned to the strengths and weaknesses of our proposals and plans for future actions on behalf of the world ocean. In these radio editions, I've addressed many different topics, hopefully informative in their own right, but also coherent in the context of a larger, unique ocean perspective that differentiates these observations from other more conventional points of view. But I'm not sure that is as clear to you as it may seem to me, even if you have persevered from the beginning and heard each and every broadcast. Frankly, I'm not sure it's all that clear to me either, and so I have resolved to formulate it all again in a new, rearticulated presentation on the status of the world ocean, how we should understand it, what new tools we must use to respond to its changing conditions, and what specific new strategies and actions must be applied to progress successfully away from the status quo toward a new ocean ethic and revolutionary set of behaviors. What then is the challenge? There is no dearth of information about the present state of the ocean, the plight of marine species of all sorts, the degradation of water quality worldwide, the measurable changes in sea level, temperature, and pH, and the inability of policymakers, regulators, and political leaders to agree or unite around national or regional governance in response. The headlines are continuous, the demonstrative events depressingly sequential, the evidence of failed response to date only partially offset by a few isolated, momentarily encouraging events. The public and private organizations focused on ocean issues seem to have become paralyzed by the opposition and denial, and intimidated by the special interest invested in no change. They pursue formulaic responses that may attack one problem, but leave the rest to the side, as if one swallow ought to be enough to empty an entire glass. My despair and cynicism recently expressed here about the outcomes of the climate talks in Durban are evidence of this failure. The designation of hundreds of thousands of acres of open ocean as marine protected areas, also celebrated in these editions, are equally marginal in that they do little more than symbolize our concerns in an area far, far away, where despite such declarations and treaties, illegal fishing still occurs, vast gyres of consumption debris still accumulates, and everywhere back home, the public still goes about the business of polluting land and sea as usual. The challenge is to change our attitudes and behaviors about the ocean through the following fundamental realizations. 1. There is one integrated world ocean that unites rather than separates the land, the nations, and the civilizing masses. 2. The land and sea are directly connected and synergistic, naturally, socially, and politically. 3. The crisis, whether we admit it or not, is that the land is exhausted by consumption, and the sea is not far behind. 4. The solution is not to sustain systems inadequate to the conditions, the growing population, and the political confusion, but rather to invent new systems organized around alternative attitudes and values, new strategies for living, and revolutionary behaviors based on the changing natural phenomena we have created. And 5. We must invent our way out of this problem. The solution is to build a new hydraulic society. Now that's a challenge. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.